Hello, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess.
I'm Maddie.
A bit of a mess. I am such a mess.
No, you're looking good.
Thanks, babe.
You're in your fitness era. I'm the mess. You're looking slay.
Okay, being fit doesn't mean that you're not a mess.
No, but you look good.
I do, but you know.
You are the definition of a hot mess.
Yeah, I'm getting hot.
Whereas I'm just like shaved my armpits for the first time in 6 months.
How is that?
Awful. They're so itchy. And I fully shaved them because Tom was just kind of like niggling at me like, don't love it. Don't
Did you
love
shave
it.
Your legs as well?
No, I would never. I didn't shave them for my wedding. I'm not shaving them any other day.
Slay.
I don't think I've shaved my legs in a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't actually. It's quite funny how your hair just knows how to stop, like when to stop.
Isn't yeah. She's not growing.
No.
No. This takes about 2 months, 3 months to
stays.
Grow, and then it just stops.
Yeah. It's natural. There's nothing wrong with it.
But so Tom doesn't care about leg hair, but like he's not a fan of arm hair.
Interesting.
And he's not
fucking misogynist.
You're disgusting. I hate you. But he will definitely be like, I'm not into it.
Cancel.
Not loving that. Not loving it. So I finally was like, you know what? You're my husband.
I'm going to do something for my husband.
I want to be a sexual being to you.
I'm going to shave my pits.
So I shave my pits. And I've made it very well known to him how awful it's been.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just so itchy.
You should. I was going to say wax them, but you're not going to wax them.
No, I should laser them.
Laser them, yeah.
Because I feel like a short bit of effort and long-term results.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
Because I also prefer...
No hair.
How I look shit. And I think it's better, like, summer-wise, I think it. I smell less probably without
it
the armpit
does,
hair.
It does. You do get a bit more of smell with... I've left it too long before.
Yeah.
Definitely in winter. Fuck no, I'm going to shave my pits. What for? It's going to go on a long sleeve.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Well, this thing, I never wear sleeveless, so I've never caught
true.
Out.
True. That's so true.
Yeah. But anyway, hate it. That feels like a hot mess, or I've tried to do something beauty-wise, and instead I'm just constantly scratching my armpits.
Yeah, well, I mean, if like you haven't been doing it for a while, because, like, I shave my pits regularly and I don't find them ever getting itchy.
Oh, really?
So I think once you do it, I think your body will get used to it.
I'm never going to get into a routine. Yeah. I'm 27 and I've never had a shaving routine. I don't think it's coming.
No, neither do I. I'm quite bad. But I've been in my fitness era, but it's actually been really great to have something – this is so depressing – something to leave the house for.
No.
Because, no, okay, let's make that less depressing because obviously I work
leave
from
the house
home.
All the time.
And so now I have a routine because when I was working from home and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym today, all of a sudden at 6 p.m. and I haven't gone to the gym and I was like, well, I'm not going to go now.
Yeah.
But actually having scheduled personal training time has made me go 3 times a week. And he is this blonde British guy and he just...
They're always English.
Why are they English?
The English come to Australia and fill our PT industry.
Yeah.
My God.
But he's very good. He pushes me quite hard and it's been fun. But yeah, I'm in my fitness era.
How long are you going to continue with this personal trainer? Because he's quite intense.
He's so intense. No, okay. I have to say that I signed up for this like 12-week transformation program and so it's no cheat meals ever. It's basically like I'm doing 75 hard and I've signed up for that without... knowing that I was signing up for that because I'm going to Japan on Wednesday. And I was like, okay, so I'm in Japan, I'm on holidays, like I'm allowed to have some cheat meals, right? And he's like, no. And I was like, what?
He goes, you don't get this by doing that.
Basically, he said that.
I really harnessed, who's that Simpson character?
Well, no, I think you harnessed Arnold Schwarzenegger, which who is that? I know which Simpsons character is based off.
Yeah.
It's, but I think that he's inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe.
That's what I was going for.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
McBain?
McBain!
McBain!
Is it McBain?
I don't know.
Oh. It's been so long.
Anyway.
Yeah, so he was just like, no cheat meals. And I was like, well, that's depressing. And I didn't realize that we were on such a strict timeline.
Fail.
Yeah.
I would fail.
Well, because I had a goal, right? And I've hit it. So he's no, we can go further. And I'm like, whoa.
Actually.
Rude. Really?
So what are you going to do maintaining-wise?
I want to eat food.
No. Once you finish the 12 weeks.
I'm gonna make it a habit of going to the gym and still eating. Like, I've learned so much about nutrition and exercise.
Yeah, great.
And so I'm going to continue it. But I'm going to eat food that I want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have cheat meals.
Yeah.
They're going to exist in my life after this is over.
Yeah, as they should.
Because it's a bit...
You can't just eat cottage cheese for the rest of your life, Jesus.
I know. Yesterday I had chicken and broccoli twice and a smoothie for breakfast. depressing. And that's why when I, after the actors, Esme was like, do you want to come crack a bottle of champagne? And I was like, no, let's have a sugar-free hot chocolate.
So sad.
Yeah, it's actually quite good. Avalanche. Avalanche is the brand.
Don't try and swindle your diet into me.
My dessert at the moment is cottage cheese on a cracker.
Ugh.
With a bit of honey.
I remember when I was trying to do
PT.
PT. And I, like dieting, essentially.
Yeah. It's such a dirty word now, isn't it?
It is a dirty word.
We're not allowed
to
talk about it. And we're not allowed to admit that we're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I felt. Well, I mean, I felt like I haven't said, been allowed to say that, to say, yes, I am trying to lose weight. And that's why the whole time I've always been like, I'm going to be in my fit girl era. But yeah, I'm trying to lose weight.
I definitely need to lose weight.
Stop it.
No, I do. My doctors, they're like, you should lose weight. And I'm like, okay. But when I was trying to do this.
Ozempic.
So I took your advice.
I took Ozempic.
No, so this was like years ago, but when I was trying to do it, I would have avocado and Vegemite on a cracker.
Yeah.
As a good snack. And it was a great snack.
Yeah, salty.
But I was really upset because when he first said that's a good option, I was putting butter on it. And my PT got really angry at me. And he was like, the butter ruins it. And I was like, what do you mean butter ruins it? Butter makes everything better. And he was like, no.
You're allowed fat in your diet though.
No. Well, like this was like, no fat. The avocado.
Was enough fat.
Was the butter.
Because that is fats.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to live.
If I can't have butter.
I just want to put butter on my cracker.
No.
It's really sad.
Yeah. It is quite restrictive.
And it makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't. But a bit of, you know, salted butter.
Yeah.
With Vegemite.
There's ways around it. But I have butter. I'm allowed fats in my diet. Mm. I'm allowed a significant amount of fat. So
yeah.
I would have been allowed butter on my cracker.
Yeah.
I love butter on my cracker.
Butter on my cracker.
I want someone to butter my cracker.
You do.
Mm.
You're hanging out for it.
Hanging out for it. Someone butter my cracker.
And speaking of relationships, should we move into our
hot mess? Yeah, let's do it. So actually, before Hot Mess Hotline, I have a story from one of the hotties. It's just a funny story that I thought I would share.
Have we got no follow-ups?
No follow-ups so far. Even like we did that breakup, remember? And I emailed her back. I was like, can you tell me about the breakup? And she hasn't told me yet.
Babe.
Maybe the episode hasn't come out yet.
Maybe.
For her. She hasn't listened to it yet. Okay. Anyway, this is from Whitney in the UK.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Whitney. Yeah, love you. No, I'll do that again.
This is from Whitney in the UK.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi. She says, hi, girls. Greetings from sunny England.
Are you from Cockney, Whitney?
Apparently. And she says not. It's not sunny in England, apparently. Oh, okay. Just want to say I'm a huge fan. You probably get that all the time. We do. We're really famous.
My dad was trying to be like, you're really quite famous. You're the most famous person I know. And I was like, Dad, that's really sad. I'm not famous.
You are, though.
No, but do you know what my dad said? He was like, yeah, so I either need to get more famous friends or you need to work on your profile.
That's a good bit of constructive feedback, Patty. Thank you. But this is what she says. She goes, I recently stumbled across Maddie's page and I find myself laughing out loud at your skits and I have caught up with all episodes of the podcast. That's a lot of episodes.
Thank you.
You and Grace are perfect listening when I'm pottering around the house cleaning up after my daughter.
Oh, cute. That's beautiful.
I love listening to Grace's stories of motherhood and reliving my single days with Maddie's story. Sad.
Oh. You're the ghost of people's past.
They're always like, wow, motherhood. Oh, I don't miss that when listening to my stories. Because, you know, everyone's
and
crackers.
I love being reminded why I do not want to be single from Maddie.
No, because you've all got butter on your crackers. No, I want.
You're going to get your cracker. Well, bud.
Well, bud.
Geordie Shore. Would you go on Geordie Shore?
I wouldn't belong there. I'm Australian.
Yeah, they do.
Guest on an apps? No. That's not a dating show.
It's not a dating show. No, it's not.
No.
But you've got Scotty T, who grills more birds than George Foreman.
I don't know if that's the kind of guy I want buttering my cracker. We're going to keep this going the whole episode, aren't we? Here we go. I just want to say how much I love you both, and listening to you girls being hot messes reassures me that I'm not the only one. Keep slaying, girls, from a fellow millennial and first-time mum all the way from the UK.
Slay
queen. I've
got
an embarrassing story for you that I thought you would both enjoy. Here we go. About 10 years ago, I came home from a gap year and moved back in with my parents while waiting to head back to uni. While waiting to head back to uni one night, I was feeling fruity while texting my then boyfriend. And due to being away, I only really had an old phone. And the only thing available to take pictures on was an iPad, which was also my brother's.
No, sorry. I'm just like a side note. This, I don't know where this is going.
Nude photos?
You can't take a nude photo with an iPad. You would look so silly. And does it have a cover?
Yeah, my like, God. Like the open up cover in the mirror. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she did. But she has to add here. So it's her brother's iPad who, may I add, is severely autistic.
That just adds a little sprinkle.
A little bit of sprinkle. So I used to send the pics from the iPad, but then I would delete them. Or so I thought. Fast forward a few weeks later, my family and I were heading on holiday. As we were having some food in the airport, my mom, as bold as ever, looked at me and said, "Oh, by the way, next time you're going to take pics of your boobs on your brother's iPad, make sure you delete them, as your dad was looking at it the other day and nearly had a heart attack at what he saw."
Oh my God, I have chills. That's my worst fear.
I wanted the ground to swallow me up there and then, and my poor dad didn't know where to look. The only saving grace, if there can be one, was that I did also take a pic of my vagina, which I guess successfully was deleted. Well, at least I hope so.
Or just never brought up.
As you can imagine, it was never brought up again. Wow.
But do you, so she says she has a boyfriend. Whitney has a boyfriend at the time.
Yes, it was her then boyfriend.
Hopefully the parents, like, know that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because it is wildly different for your parents to be like, she's sending nudes to her boyfriend. Or she's sending her boobs to randoms. And it's like the idea of, like, your child having sex with their partner under your roof versus your child, like, bringing randoms home just feels so different.
Yeah, see, I would never be allowed to bring a random home. That's actually why I moved out of home. I was like, well, I want to be a little slut. So I can't do it here. So I'm moving out.
Sorry, daddy.
Oh my God.
That is horrendous.
No, I would die.
I really actually feel for you, Whitney.
I don't take nudes anymore because I'm scared of them being leaked.
Yeah.
But I had a friend recently tell me that she, when she was single, she had a saved folder of all of her best nudes.
So
and she would send them to the same guys. And her boyfriend recently got really mad because she'd send them to him and then they ended up dating. And he's like, you use those naked pics on someone else.
Have we not had this conversation? I had the exact same argument with Tom.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we have. Maybe it was you.
I
swear it was Al. Alex.
I recycled old nudes.
Alex did it as well.
Yeah, and Tom was like, picked that I wasn't tan in real life, but I was tan in this photo. And he was like, that's not recent. And
that's
I was like,
a saved photo.
No, it's not. And he was like, well, that's obviously for someone else. It was really early on. And I was like, oh, yeah. And
so
I look good.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
You've used that on someone else. You took that picture with the intention of someone else. You were thinking of someone else when you took it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's giving dating app photos of men that are clearly taken by their ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, wow, that's a really nice photo of you, but the person holding the phone is your ex. But I know this is why dating app photos for men are so bad and, like, why they have fish photos is because they never get photos taken of themselves.
Yeah, they're always, like, the only photos that get taken would be, like, family photos.
Yeah.
So you're not going to post a pic with your mum.
No, but this is why fish photos and baby photos are so common on dating apps. I know that it's a huge joke, but a baby photo is probably of your niece or nephew that your mother has taken of you. Mm. So there's a photo of you by yourself, yes, with a child. And why would you want that on a dating app? I don't want to know. Do you have children? No. Why do you have a photo of a baby, right? But it's the only photo of you
kids.
Have.
That He's is hot.
Baby. I don't care.
Oh, I Get, find that
lose
hot.
The child because then I'm swiping on your profile to see if you have children or not. It's investigating that I don't want to do. But the other reason why fish photos are so common, not ironically, is because it's the only socially acceptable time to get your mate to take a photo of you by yourself.
Yeah, show off the big fish you got.
To show off the big fish. Because when are you just going to be like, hey, can you just take a photo of me randomly against this wall? Girls do it all the time. That's just girlhood. But men never do that.
Got to start asking for better pics.
Yeah, so the only times they're going to have good pics is a fish photo, a baby photo that their mum's taken of them, or a really slay photo of them holding a cocktail that their ex-girlfriend took of them.
Yeah.
It's just what we have to deal with on the dating apps.
Where are the disposable pics, you know?
Oh, I know.
I love a disposable pic.
But then we get the ick of some guy who loves taking selfies. Do you know what I mean?
I will say it's an unfair standard.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd be interested in a man that takes selfies.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's, well, what are they meant to do? So that's what we're going to get, girls, on the dating apps. You're going to get fish photos, baby photos, and selfies or photos that their ex took.
I think I remember Tom likening me recycling used nudes to, like, using sex toys from a previous relationship, and that kind of clicked in my head and I went, oh, yeah.
Because okay. Also with my ex-girlfriend, we did have a pair of strap-ons.
Yeah.
As in two. We had two strap-ons and I kept them for some reason. They became mine and I'm like, well, I'm never going to use these again.
Yeah.
So I have to dispose of them. And I actually had a real problem because I'm like, how do you safely dispose of silicone toys?
Yeah.
You don't just throw them in the bin. How do you recycle that? I had to find
a toy. Can you recycle
it? There was at the time, I don't know if it still exists, but a toy recycling program and you mailed it to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they recycled the silicon.
That's nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to use that again. My vibrators that I use, they're mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that there's an issue for me using that with multiple partners because it's not like I've bought it with a partner. They're my toys.
You're your best partner.
Yeah. Mm. My Satisfyer Pro 2. Shout out. Can you sponsor us? Anyway, let's move on to Hot Mess Hotline. Okay, this is an anonymous one. We're going to call her A.
Ooh, love her A.
She has a problem that she's been struggling with for months. She says, okay, she's quite young. She's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And her friend, who's 15, we're going to call B.
Look, she's 15?
Yeah.
Listening to this?
Yeah.
Hey, my girl.
Hey, look, she's sexually active.
You're sexually active.
So it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Remember, 15, we would have been listening. We would have been obsessed with stories like this.
Absolutely, but I don't think that's right.
No, I know. Whenever I meet a child that follows my content, I'm like, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah.
It happened actually at an RSL recently. There were children that wanted to take photos with me and I was like, and their parents were taking photos of me with them. And I was like, I am mortified for your parents to go home and watch my content.
Yeah.
To figure out who I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My content is not for you, 10-year-old girl.
No.
No. No.
Anyway. Anyway. You. Sorry about the swearing.
Sorry. This past summer, me and my friend, so A and B, realized how close in proximity we lived to each other and we spent almost every day together. However, prior to the summer, me and my best girlfriend, who I've known for about 2 years, began dating.
Can we call her C?
C, yes. So A and C are dating, two girls together. We love Slay, WLW. Oh, she's figured that out so early and I love that.
WLW.
Doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? Since I didn't know B would support our relationship, because I didn't know he came from quite a religious family, I never told him about it. The three of us used to spend a lot of time together. They spent time together as well, just the girlfriend and my best friend B.
B and C.
Mm-hmm, B and C. But I suspected he liked me because he always flirted with me and asked to see me often, but I never addressed it as I liked him a lot as a friend and I didn't want it to ruin our relationship. At the end of summer, B asked me on an official date and later confessed that he liked me a lot. And at that point, I told him I had a girlfriend and couldn't pursue it, even though I did have feelings for him for a while. This was a point that I didn't see when I was writing this down.
A.
Okay, A has had feelings for him, but she has a girlfriend now, right? Our relationship and the relationship with my girlfriend and B struggled for a lot of months, but we have now reached a more peaceful agreement. However, B continues to flirt with me, wants to see all of my performance events at school, constantly oversteps my boundaries with my girlfriend. My girlfriend and I have a very happy relationship that has often been tested when she suspects that I like him and that I enjoy being pursued by two people.
I mean, who doesn't?
So my girlfriend wants me to drop B as a friend. But I would feel bad doing that because we are very close and he's been struggling mentally. Here we go, throw that in there. And I am the only one he trusts. What should I do? So the girlfriend's asked her to stop being friends with him. He really likes her. He keeps flirting. He keeps overstepping the boundaries. I think we have to have a strong word to B.
Yeah.
And be like, I like you as a friend. I want to be your friend. But you're overstepping the boundary, my man. And if you keep doing that, we can't. I have a girlfriend.
I also, do we want to look at this from a perspective of being 27 and 30?
Yeah.
Or look at it from a perspective of being 15? Because 27-year-old me would say, why is my girlfriend getting nervous that I'm interested in him? We need to have more security in our relationship.
Yeah.
15-year-old me is going, no, B keeps flirting with me, of course C is going to be jealous. Yep. That's totally correct.
Yeah.
I need to drop B.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
No.
But.
Well, she's here asking a 27-year-old and a 30-year-old, so let's give them our advice.
My advice would be talk to your girlfriend and say what makes you nervous.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not making you feel comfortable enough.
If you don't feel secure enough in my commitment to you.
Yeah, there's issues.
There's issues.
There's going to be people that are interested in you that come up. There might be more people that are interested in me.
Yeah. We need to sort this out. Regardless of who B is and my friendship with him.
Yeah.
You can't be jealous.
And sure, maybe you, like, don't spend as much time alone with B if he's being, like, uncomfortable and flirty. Yeah.
Does that make you uncomfortable or do you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I love a flirt.
Yeah.
I love a harmless flirt with people. This doesn't sound harmless, but though. It sounds different.
Throwing in there, earlier in that story, she said that she did have feelings for him.
Yeah. So if you told C that, that's a bit rude.
Yeah. I think, yes, talk to your girlfriend. And I also think she needs to talk to B and be like, stop it. We can't flirt. We can't be friends if you're going to flirt with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a girlfriend. No.
You're making my girlfriend upset.
Yeah, you need to talk to both of them. Girlfriend needs to get over it, get over her jealousy.
Mm.
B needs to get over her. He needs to get over A.
Yeah.
And stop flirting with her. And maybe C and B need to date. Maybe you become a throuple.
You know, this is a really active dating life.
Fuck me. At 15. Didn't have many options.
I was just having crushes and going home and dreaming about kissing boys.
Yeah. My favorite thing is like every teen romance, there's always a fucking triangle. And I didn't even have one option.
Yeah. You know,
Katniss Everdeen had Peter and Gale.
Yeah.
And Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes.
Belly had two options, Jeremiah and Conrad.
God, I'm excited for season three.
Why do they always have two options? Why do you, A, have two options?
Yeah.
I don't even have one.
Yeah.
Someone to butter my crack out.
She's 15. Cut it out.
She's had sex. Come on. She's listening to us.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
I think that's all we can say. Talk to both of them. That's all. I don't really have any much more advice than that.
Why didn't I have two boys after me? You know, I look back at how I looked in high school and there was definitely some rough periods. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, because none of us looked hot then, did we?
None of us looked hot. But, you know, year 12 and I'm, like, 18 and stuff, I was figuring it out. And I, like, nah, me personally, I don't know about you.
I was not hot.
Okay.
No.
I think I was hot.
Yeah.
I've thought about it now. I've decided I was hot.
Yeah.
And I genuinely thought, I always thought of myself as the ugly duckling and, like, it was understandable that I didn't have lots of men after me. But I look back at photos and I'm like,
ah.
Why weren't men after you? You were hot.
You were
saucy.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I did have a love triangle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, throw that one in there. Go on.
It was only one day.
Oh.
Yeah. I've started dating Tom and then this lifelong crush that I had made his move and I went, no, I'm dating
Tom.
Too
late, babes.
Yeah.
I want two people to choose me.
Yeah. That felt very convoluted, though.
Mm. I'm going to have that when I become the bachelorette.
Oh, my God, the next really bachelorette. Funny. If you become a bachelorette, I will die.
We're manifesting it on this podcast. I want to be the next bachelorette.
I will die. I want all the insider information.
I'll be the next Abby Chatfield because then the podcast will be like her podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Would that be what we call it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
But would we spell G-A-W-S-H?
We'd have to rebrand. What would we rebrand it to?
Third rebrand.
Sorry?
Third rebrand.
A third rebrand. Yeah, but when we rebranded, it was just the artwork. If we rebranded the show and changed the name of it, what would we call it? Hot mess. Hot and messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, we can do that in a meeting. We don't need to talk about it now.
No, that's not necessary for you to know now. I'm not the bachelorette and we're not rebranding.
No, I do really wish you well, A. I'm a little bit jealous of your high school life.
Yeah.
Also,
sounds exciting.
Feel sorry for your parents. I don't know what I'd do as a parent looking at my 15-year-old in a love triangle at 15. I'd be like, Jesus.
Wow. No, I'd be proud. I'd be like, wow, I've, you know.
Slay queen.
I've created, my offspring is so attractive that she has two people after her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Because, you know, they're just miniature versions of you. So you're like, well, if my child is hot, it means I'm hot.
And that doesn't create a toxic relationship with your parents at all.
Actually, my mum did that to me at the Actors. Everyone was like, Maddie, you look so stunning. And my mum would be like, I made that.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Mom. Anyway, that's all we have for Hot Mess Hotline. If you would like to ask us a question for some Mediocre?
Oh, terrible advice. Some
terrible advice. Please email us your queries, your questions at sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com. And we have to wrap up with what we're loving.
Wow, what we're loving.
Almost forgot. What are you loving this week? Grace.
I am finally going to admit that I am still loving Wordle.
Wordle!
I do the Wordle every day.
I thought Wordle died.
No, I do the Wordle every day. New York Times bought it and they have another game called Connections that I have a massive love-hate relationship with. But every day. I did it while I was waiting to go do this podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Every day. And I feel like a bit of a loser doing it now.
Oh.
Yeah. I lost my stats for some random reason and it made me want to cry.
Did you have a tantrum?
Almost. No, it was like it was past tantrum because I was just genuinely broken.
Oh.
It was 250 days that I'd committed.
Is that why you threw your phone at the wall that one time?
Maybe. What are you loving?
I have two things.
Oh.
Firstly, because you've reminded me, I've become a co-star girl.
Are you looking at your horoscope every day?
Yeah, but I don't actually care about my horoscope. I think co-star's funny. Somebody who is writing these horoscopes is hilarious. It is a very witty young person. And they have these do's and don'ts for the day, like things you should do and things you don't do. And the other day it said, like, in my don'ts is, like, not to have a fruit cup. And I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, can't have a fruit cup today. So I'm obsessed with co-star.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I have to share because I use it every day and I get comments about it all the time, is I love Rare Beauty and I love their soft Pinch Me liquid blush. It's so good.
I see so much online about their blush.
Oh, and I've been using the same color. I use the color Virtue, which is unfortunately not continued anymore, but it's their orange-based pink because for a pale girl, orange or like coral peachy tones are better.
Yeah.
And it's so good. It's so good. I love it so much. And you only need the smallest amount. So this blush is going to last me forever.
Yeah.
And it is the nicest blush. And I have to shout it out because I love Rare Beauty. And I want to go meet Selena Gomez like the other influencers do. Haven't been invited yet, but it's going to happen.
She's a bit wild at the moment.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God. Have you not seen the stuff that she's been doing online?
No.
She, like, has been, like, going back at her fans about dating Betty Blanco and being like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm allowed to defend my man, rah, rah. When 4 years ago, maybe longer, Justin Bieber was, like, defending Sophia Richie or Hayley, one of the girlfriends, and she was like, you shouldn't attack your fans for people that you're dating. They're the reason why.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Selena, you're where you are. Baby girl, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. She also got in trouble because she was like posting about missing acting during the acting strikes.
Oh.
And she was like, she keeps doing this thing where she's like, I hate social media. I'm getting off it. And then 2 days later being like, anyway, I'm back.
Remember where you come from. Yeah. I mean, she did start before social media, but she has. Yeah. She was like the most followed person on Instagram for a long time.
Yeah, it's always been a race between like her, Ariana, Kim, and Kylie.
Yeah.
Oh, not really Kim. I think Kim's
she's
out.
Quite high.
Oh, yeah. But I still... Oh, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, of course.
No,
of course.
Yeah. He's like in that bubble.
Of course. Yeah, men's sport. Yeah, men are important, I guess.
Yeah.
Are they?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Not now, world.
No. Anyway, but I love that blush. And yeah, that's all we have for the episode.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for providing a real product.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. And not just an experience. Yeah. Co-star and Rare Beauty blush.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. We'll catch you next time, hotties. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.